As technology continues to evolve, so does the role it plays in schools. And SPR's Elizabeth Castillo headed to One North State Middle School to explore the changing role of a school librarian and how technology fuels education.
While libraries are typically viewed as a silent space, the library at Vista Preparatory Academy in Red Bluff buzzes daily with the sounds of 3D printers.
Yeah, it can be a little maddening. You kind of try to use your mom's skills to block out sound, you know?
That's Leslie Tharp. She's in charge of the school's library. The 3D printers are part of the library's makerspace, which is all about hands-on learning. Tharp says the printers help students learn new skills, like how to code. The students love watching the printers work. They're especially drawn to the extruder, which feeds the plastic the printer uses to create an object.
Students will sit here and watch this process, gather around like a campfire, and watch it go back, the extruder go back and forth. It is so fascinating. We kind of have to say, you know, please step away from the 3D printer. Don't touch it while it's moving.
Many of Tharp's students often face a difficult home life. She says the middle school is in a rural area, and many of its students have a lower socioeconomic background. The tech provides new learning opportunities.
They want to fidget with it. They want to touch it, and they want to have hands-on. So that really tells me that we need these kinds of programs in our libraries and in our school systems for them to have these experiences. A lot of our kids would have never had this experience if they didn't have it here.
While not all North State schools have this much technology, Tharp's library is an example of the ever-evolving space both public and school libraries are becoming, and the changing skills a librarian must now possess. In today's digital age, Tharp has many roles as a librarian, like helping students with media literacy. She helps students learn how to properly use resources at the school.
They need to understand how to do research. And it really starts, I feel like it really starts at middle school, learning how to find things, learning how to find credible resources. The teachers are doing it. We're reinforcing it in the library or starting and keeping that conversation going for 3 years at different levels. So it's pretty amazing.
Tharp is a librarian technician, but schools also hire teacher librarians that have a specialized credential for their work in a school library. Several universities in California offer programs that help graduates earn a teacher librarian services credential. Marianne Harlan is an assistant professor for San Jose State's program.
The goal is to develop skills to collaborate with teachers in order to teach students how to find and evaluate and use and create knowledge.
Nowadays, when seeking information, a student's first impulse is to peruse the internet. Harlan remembers an experience she had while working in a school library. A student was having trouble finding information on Japanese prison tattoos. She suggested a more traditional approach to research, making a phone call.
And that's the kind of thing that you do, like, okay, we're going to look for it digitally and we're not finding what we need. Well, there's another information source out there, right? It's a tattoo artist. Why don't we just call them to ask them, which isn't normally the first thing you think about in a school, but it was the best source that we could come up with.
As technology evolves, a school librarian guides a student to the unlimited knowledge that can be accessed by fusing traditional research and media literacy with the right tools. And Harlan says students aren't the only ones learning.
It's something new every day. It's never the same thing twice.
For NSPR News, I'm Elizabeth Castillo.
For photos and to learn more about Vista Preparatory Academy's makerspace, visit mynspr.org.